Resources. It is my responsibility to set an appropriate budget that will enable me to achieve my priorities. The majority of the budget is spent on people, police officers, police community support officers, and staff. The proposed expenditure for the year 2017-18 has been subdivided into a pie chart as follows. The employees' cost represents 82%. For premises, 3%. Transport is 2%. Supplies and services, 9%. Agency and contracted services, 2%. The Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner, 1%. And commissioning services is equally 1%. The capital financing for this year is 0. My medium-term finance plans assumes a precept rise of 6.9% in the year 2017-18, with a 5% rise in subsequent years. It also assumes that the size of the police fund will decrease annually by 1.4%, along with a further £5 million reduction in funding as a result of the funding formula review. In addition to setting the budget, it is essential to ensure that assets are managed appropriately and are well maintained, as they play a vital role in the delivery of efficient police services. The capital programme contains some much-needed investment in the estate, along with further investment in technology over the coming years. Approximately half our funding is received from central government, and the remainder is raised locally through the collection of a council tax police precept. It is my responsibility to set the precept. Over recent years, the proportion of central funding has decreased, so that currently funding is split equally between central and locally raised taxes. The Home Office is considering a review of the police funding formula. The outcome of this review could have a significant impact on the financial future of Dyfed Powys Police. I have been actively engaging with cross-party representatives in our area to lobby the current policing minister to ensure a fair settlement for Dyfed Powys Police. Now, the overall cost and funding formula between 2017 and 2021 is summarised as follows. Under the subheading of costs, funding and change against prior years. Under the term of costs, the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner, including the commissioning cost, represents 2017, 1.977 million. For the year 2018-19, it represents 2.003 million. 2019-20, it's 2.028 million. And finally, for the year 2021, it's 2.06 million. The Chief Constable's Office, for the year 2017-18, it's 94,639,000. For the year 2018-19, it's 95,518,000. For the year 2019-20, it's 96,330,000. And for the final year of 2021, it's 98,000,026. Now, the total costing for those years are as follows. For the year 2017-18, it's 96.616 million. 2018-19, it's 97.521 million. 2019-20, it's 98.35 million. And finally, for the year 2021, is 100.086 million. The funding is as follows. From central grants for the year 2017-18, it's 49,313,000. For the year 2018-19, it's 46,000,122. For the year 2019-20, it's 42,000,097. And finally, for the year 2020-21, it's 42,375,000. And representing the council tax precept for the years is as follows. For the year 2017-18, it's $47,303,000. For the year 18-19, it's $50,000,015. For the year 2019-20, it's $52,000,884. And the final year of 2020-21 is $55,917,000. And under the heading of funding, the total amount is as follows. For the year 2017-18, it's £96,616. For the year 18-19, it's £96,137. And for the year 2019-20, it's £95,861. And finally, for the year 2021, it's £98,292. And the change against prior year is represented in percentage, and it's as follows. For the year 2017-18, it's 3.5% change. For the year 2018-19, it's minus 0.5%. For the year 2019-20, it's minus 0.3%. And finally, for the year 2021, it's 2.5%. Much of the capital programme is due to be financed from reserves. Reserves will reduce over the next 4 years. Commission services and grants. My commissioning framework sets out my approach to commissioning services and outcomes for our communities. The commissioning of services will be shaped throughout the lifetime of my plan to ensure that services continue to be aligned to my strategic priorities. My focus will be to ensure an open and transparent planning process that provides a clear rationale for decision-making. Ensure that the commissioning process and monitoring arrangements are proportionate to the cost of the service or activity provided. Achieve value for money through working in partnership on shared priorities and sustainable outcomes. Maintain an outcome-focused approach to ensure that the impact of the money spent is measured and the value is assessed, and award mid- to long-term contracts in order to ensure sustainability of service provision. In the year 2017-18, £793,000 has been set aside to commission services that will support the delivery of my priorities. The Ministry of Justice has provided additional funding of £604,715 to support me to commission services in relation to victim services and restorative justice. I will also make funding available to communities, partners and charities through various grants to support projects that contribute to the delivery of my priorities and improve the quality of life for our residents. Now, further information on the services that I commission can be found on my website, and the address of my website is www.davidpowis.org.uk. That email address again is www.davidpowis.org.uk, all in lowercase.